And on that note, want to remind everybody that next Saturday is the 4th of July. We will not be having the call because I have a prior commitment in our little community of Corbett, Oregon. So next Saturday we'll be taking a break. But want to remind everybody between now and then on, oh my goodness, got to flip open the calendar here. July the 1st will be the kickoff call, 6 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Don't miss that kickoff call. July is the final month of the incentive, the qualification for the convention to win either your two nights housing or there's a whole myriad of things that you can win just based on your personal volume. So you want to take advantage of that. And then 2 weeks from today, the next three calls that we're going to do, I've lined up a portion of them, but some fun stuff. A few weeks ago, Nikan published in an email the top, I believe it's the top 10 income earners for the Power Launch Bonus. And that, what that means, just as a quick reminder, when you introduce somebody to Nikan and they choose to buy or purchase any one of the launch, not launch packs, but the pack, the good, better, or the best packs, when you do two or more of those in one calendar month of people that you've introduced to Nikan, well, then they throw in a few $100 or whatever it is back to you. Well, the top earners in that, I've contacted them and they've agreed to share. So you're going to love this one. July the 11th, Connie Chion will be with us. She spent the first 20 years of her relationship with Nikan in Hong Kong, emigrated to Canada, and this last year, just a few months ago, actually in February, she was in somebody's home and discovered Nikan all over again. And since then, has started her business. And I think, was it in April or May? I can't remember. She earned an extra $1,300 just in the Power Launch Bonus. That's over and above what she earned with the regular Nikan Commission. So she'll be with us on July the 11th, 2 weeks from today. So again, reminder, next Saturday, 4th of July, enjoy celebrating the freedom that we get to enjoy in this country. And make it a point. Do yourself a favor. It's not something for me, but when you see a military personnel that day, because usually we do when we're out and about at any 4th of July activity, make sure you go out of your way to thank them. And if you've not made that a practice of your life when you're in an airport or you're out and about, I'll tell you, there's a lot at stake that we get to enjoy in this country just under the umbrella of freedom. And we owe a lot to our men and women who have served either locally or overseas. So anyhow, enjoy the 4th of July, everybody.